cutie.
We made eye contact. Missed connections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places in this world to find true love. One is at a nudist colony for only Johnny Depp fans. A lot of pirate role play happening over there.
Wow.
The other's on the pages of Craigslist.org. We scour that website every week to find the best misconnections that they have to offer. And this first one is titled, You Put My Heart 6 Feet Under, Woman for Man 49 Cemetery.
Oh.
It says, I wandered away from the funeral I was attending because I got bored.
Oh, God, I hate that. Yeah, they should up the entertainment level of funerals, yeah.
As I ambled around, I noticed you leaning against your hearse, smoking a cigarette.
Oh.
You were a tall, bald man with the soft body of a professional bowler.
Oh.
I was the blonde in the black dress with the black hat and the black gloves.
Okay, you're really going to stand out in a cemetery with that outfit.
I asked to bum a smoke off you, and you obliged. We chatted a little and whimsically bantered about the insignificance of life.
Well, they've got a point.
Nothing turns me on like talking about how nothing has any meaning.
Yeah.
At one point, you made me guffaw so hard, I had to cover my mouth so no one would hear me laugh over the weeping in the background.
Oh my God, that's so messed up.
That's the worst thing to do at a funeral is laugh.
Please don't tell me she's the widow.
Then you asked if I wanted to check out the back of your hearse with you.
Oh.
Wink.
Oh my God.
Before I could answer, the bagpipes began to play, and I knew I had to get back.
Yeah. Oh, that's my cue.
I tried to look for you afterwards, but I think you left to go pick up another body. If you see this, let me know if your hearse is empty this Friday night, and I'll text you my address for pickup.
Okay.
Sincerely, the mysterious maiden, parentheses, Widow Rebecca.
Oh my God.
This next misconnection is titled, Stuck Together in a Broken Elevator, Man for Woman 34,
Whoa.
Fifth Floor Downtown.
That'll bother you.
Yeah.
Says, I was the dapper gentleman with the blue tie riding the elevator when you joined me on the 8th floor. You were the voluptuous blonde with the smeared lipstick on your face.
It's like a walk of shame home or something.
We made eye contact as I raised an eyebrow and I asked you seductively, going down?
Oh,
nice,
okay.
Bro.
Yeah.
I'm using that next
Gross.
Time.
My heart skipped a beat when you flashed a smile at me that reminded me of Eleanor Roosevelt's horse-like teeth.
What?
I like women with...
Nice chompers, girl.
Yeah.
Says in parentheses, I like women with big gnashers.
Okay.
Before we could continue our linguistic dance, the elevator jerked, and we were both stuck somewhere between the 5th and 6th floor.
Oh, Nelly.
Yeah. At that moment, my brain was saying, oh, no. But my pants were saying, oh, yes.
Oh, God.
As your hand went to press the help button, I grabbed it seductively and said, let's wait this out and see what happens.
No, no, no,
So already she's claustrophobic and scared, and now she feels like she's going to be murdered.
He's like, hold your horse.
Before you could answer, the elevator jolted to life and
Thank
began
God.
Moving again.
Oh, good.
I told you, quote, looks like the elevator gods must be against us.
What? Or for us,
yeah.
In her case.
I didn't know that there were elevator gods.
Oh, there's gods for everything, I think.
Oh. We both got off in the lobby and you ran to your Uber. I know we didn't have time
Ran.
To...
Yeah, exactly. That's
the
key
word.
I know we didn't have time to really get to know each other, but if you're wondering, yes, I am a handful. But good news, you have 2 hands.
Okay. I feel like my handful means he should be arrested or something.
That's signed Sabo.
Sabo.
Sabo, she ain't hitting you back. She's
no,
not looking
she's
for you.
Not.
I promise that.
This next misconnection is titled Dirty Mind, Clean Bottom. Woman for Man 37, My House.
Hey, I can relate.
I'm happy for the clean bottom, I guess.
Says, you are the beefy handyman who I hired to install my bidet.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, that's where the clean bottom. Yeah. Got it.
Uh-huh. When I answered the front door to let you in, I was wrapped in just a few tiny towels.
How do you do that?
Just the hotel ones?
I imagine washcloths.
Excuse me for being all wet and, well, really wet.
But I had just gotten
done taking a scalding hot shower all by my little old self.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so you get dressed before you answer
the
door.
They'll wait. You're not soaking
wet. Yeah. She's read too many romance novels.
Her towels were so tiny, she couldn't get dry, Alexis.
You asked where I wanted the bidet to go, but you mispronounced it and said bidet with a hard T. I thought that was pretty cute. So I pointed upstairs with an elaborate and seductive hand motion, like Vanna White turning over three invisible vowels. Once we got through the master bedroom door, I quietly locked it behind us, in case.
Oh, no.
This woman needs to find the elevator, dude.
You got to work installing the bidet and asked me why I wanted one. I flirted back, said, "I don't want one. I need one."
That's not sexy. It insinuates you have some kind of situation. Yeah. It's not normal going on.
Toilet paper's not enough for me.
My undercarriage is a mess.
A hose. I need a hose. Could you just put a garden hose in there?
Things became quiet after that as I watched you work for the next 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
Once you were done, I asked you to watch me try it out to make sure it worked correctly.
No.
But you declined and said that you had another job to get to.
Good.
Sadly, you left before anything could happen. So looks like I'll be booking you in the near future to install some steel safety bars in the shower for, quote, safety reasons.
She's very aggressive in the bathroom.
I know.
She says, "See you soon." Signed, Sonia.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. There's some.
It was a lot today.
How is anybody still single out there? I don't know.
It's a crazy question.